Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the, go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to
Stop It! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. Well, today I wanted to talk about a subject that slips people's minds. It's technology you didn't even know you had within your home. And today we've got a special guest, Steve Meyer, VP of Xfinity Flex. Now, the cool thing with this is if you're buying an internet service out there, there's some things I bet you don't even know you have that came with your package. Steve, welcome to Around the House, brother.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thanks, Eric.
You know, I was talking with one of my friends over with your organization, Amy, and there was some stuff that you guys do that I wasn't aware of. I mean, I'm a, you know, full disclosure, this is not a paid segment. I am an Xfinity paying customer, and it works well for me. But you guys have a whole program with Flex, and I think there's a lot of people in my listening audience that have no idea it's something that they have that they can get. Let's talk about that today.
Yeah, you know, Xfinity Flex is something that we launched last year, and it's really in response to what we've seen happen among our customers and their viewing habits. More and more people are turning to apps first when they're looking to find content, whether it's Netflix or finding a show on Prime or Hulu. Those apps are now part of everybody's how they watch television. And we've had our product in market for a long time, which we call X1, kind of the best entertainment solution for folks who like traditional TV, you know, the hundreds of cable channels, your DVR. And we've introduced apps to X1, but we realize that there's a really growing segment of people who are like, you know, that doesn't fit what my household watches. I'm more leaned into apps. So we launched this product called Flex, which is really tailored towards people who are streamers. And what's really amazing, and you set it up in your intro, is you get a free device with your internet, Xfinity internet subscription. It's a pretty powerful device. It's a 4K streaming box. It has a lot of memory, so that's fast and snappy. It's really equivalent to some other boxes that are out in the market right now that are, you know, $50, $60, $70. You get one of these devices free as an internet customer.
And I'll be honest, all of it. Yeah, I have other boxes in my house, and Amy sent over this Flex for me to play with, and I'm an X1 customer. This is the fastest box I've ever seen. And that was always my problem with using some of these streaming boxes, is that they tended to lag a little bit. You'd hit next and you're like counting to seven for it to change. And this is much more like using a cable box than it is any kind of a streaming box as far as how it functions.
Yeah. Thanks, Eric. I mean, we really wanted to make this the best streaming experience for our customers. And we know this is, look, one thing that we've learned from the last year in terms of, you know, the different need states, the first thing everybody needs is oxygen and is followed by water. But I think in the last year, maybe internet has jumped ahead of water in terms of.
And even wine. You
know, yeah, exactly. So people are getting broadband, and one of the main reasons to do it is to stream video. Now, granted, the last year has opened up us being on Zoom and Teams, and so there's that aspect of video. But the entertainment part of it is really the big driver and big use case for why people are streaming. And we really came with the realization, we had a great experience with X1. How do we make it even better for streamers? And so we've introduced some things that I think are unique and differentiated about Flex. For example, the voice remote. I don't know if you've used it, but you can just say things like Netflix or say something like Yellowstone, and it will jump you right into the app or jump you right to the series or movie. And you can just start playing. So it cuts through a lot of time that you might have to do navigating around. And particularly if it comes to movies, it's Friday night and you're like, I don't know if you're like what happens in our house, but it's like, what are we going to watch? Maybe we agree we're going to watch a comedy. And then in some of the other devices, it may be 20 minutes where you're scrolling through menu. With Flex, you can just say comedy movies and it will pull together movies that are on a bunch of different services and display them to you in one menu. So you can see a movie that's on HBO right next to a movie that's on Netflix right next to a movie that's on Prime.
And that's how I use that voice remote as well, because I can't remember, to be honest. My evenings are my TV time, but I can't remember what's on Netflix this month and Hulu next month or HBO right now. So I will put the title out there. And then it gives me the choices of where I want to view that. And that makes it so much easier than spending 20 minutes of surfing just to find it.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, if you went back a few years ago in the streaming world, I think most people who would look to Netflix and be like, you know, Netflix has got so much content. But what's happened over the last couple of years is so many more services coming to market with great collections of content. And it is hard as a consumer to know what is where. You know, everything from what movie is in a different location to what show, a show like The Office or Friends, all the way to sporting events that you probably didn't realize. Things like some NFL games are streaming on different services. On Prime Video, you can watch Thursday Night Football. One of the wild card games is on Peacock. So we're using our editors at Flex to actually go through all of the different shows that are premiering, movies that are coming out across all these different streaming services, and we're putting them together into what we call a streaming calendar so that you can just see, here's what's coming out this week. You don't have to try to figure it out yourself or keep track of all of the different industry moves that are happening. It's just right there in Flex. So, you know, that's how I found out that King Kong versus Godzilla came out, and I was able to watch it the night it came out. So it's pretty interesting.
That's cool. You know, I'm a home improvement guy, and I actually didn't change the channel on the first few days of Flex because I always loved this old house, and I started looking around, and I think it was Tubi or one of those popped up with the This Old House channel, and it's just This Old House 24/7, and I got sucked into that, and I didn't change the channel for a couple days when I had that TV on because I'm like, oh, cool. Let's watch this one.
Yeah,
and
you know,
it's crazy.
It's interesting, Eric. You're mentioning a service called Xumo, which is really
there we go.
We've really put it closely into Flex, and that's another really interesting development that I don't think a lot of people realize is the rise of a lot of free streaming channels that have come out that are really similar to what you just described. The This Old House channel. The one I watch is the Bob Ross channel.
Nice,
which is just nothing but painting.
There's a Bob Ross channel? That's epic.
Yes, it's on Peacock, and it's just, you want to like soothe out for like 25 minutes. It's just great. And so, but these are all free channels. They have ads in them, but they're all free. And Xumo has, I think, about 200 free channels. Sometimes they'll even have sports like I was able to watch some early rounds of a PGA golfing event that's free, that's streaming on these channels. So if you haven't been paying a lot of attention to what's going on in the entertainment space, it's just really changing rapidly. There's many more options. There's many more free options, but it can be really confusing. It's no longer like, hey, I'm just turning on the TV and flipping through channels. You got to navigate the world of apps and all these different content changes. And that's why we really thought that Flex was timed perfectly to help customers kind of navigate this new world.
Yeah, and you can even, a little self-promotional plug here, you can even be listening to this show on Spotify or Pandora on the Flexbox. Yes. So,
yeah, we have a number of music apps. You can link your Spotify account or your Pandora account, but also a ton of podcasts. And this is another really interesting thing that we've recognized is a lot of folks, like, you can do a ton on your phone, but, you know, while you're using your phone, like listening or watching, sometimes you actually want to use your phone while you're listening or watching. So the TV in many cases for music may have the best speakers in your house. And so you can quickly put on a music station. That's another thing I do often, is just put on a jazz station and have it playing in the background from my television. So these are all things that are innovations that are happening in the streaming space, and we're really showcasing them and making them
accessible.
Well, that's
smart. You know, I've got my TV is not the newest of TVs. It's probably 4 years old. Nice one. It's, you know, it's a quote-unquote smart TV, but it's not near as smart as the new stuff. But I like streaming concerts. When concerts are doing live, like, we'll see a concert that one of our favorite bands is doing a free live stream, and I jump over to YouTube to watch it. You can watch that on this, and it takes me 20 minutes to get my TV to get, as I'm trying to use the query keyboard to try to put in the thing. You can just go over to this, and boom, you're there. And it's so easy compared to even technology from a couple years ago.
Yeah, the integration with YouTube is pretty amazing. And, you know, I think people have thought in the past of YouTube as, you know, cat videos or, you know, silly short form things. But there's an ocean of programming available on YouTube. And increasingly people are watching on their television, not on their phone. And just like you said, like, I'm from Pittsburgh originally. I'm a Steelers fan. And so I'll just say Pittsburgh Dad on YouTube. And this is a guy that does kind of like funny after game recaps, and it just pulls it up right on the TV, and I don't even have to do any typing. It goes right to his page and right to the latest episode.
See, that's awesome. And I mean, it's funny because when I first got this, I'm like, oh, it looks like just the regular TV box. This is going to be, you know, there'll be a few things to stream here, and this will be cool. And you guys are not paying me to say this, but I was shocked at how deep the programming is on this, because you've got Disney Plus, and I think I saw that you guys were coming out with Discovery Plus 2, I think, or it's already out.
We just in the last few weeks we launched Disney Plus and the ESPN app.
Nice.
Which has ESPN Plus, but it also has a lot of particularly if you're a fan of college sports, a lot of free college sports events. From maybe not the biggest college sports, but a lot of local teams and games, particularly in basketball and football. And then last week we launched Discovery Plus. As you know, comes with a ton of HGTV content. If you're into DIY,
That's okay.
And the other really big value add, I think, that I have to bring to your attention and to your listeners' attention is that Peacock is included with Flex. And I don't know if everybody's familiar with Peacock, but this is an app that has been launched by NBC and the NBC cable channels, but it really is bringing an enormous amount of content that's all free. Everything from big shows like Yellowstone to remakes like Saved by the Bell, but also, you know, almost every match from the Premier League. WWE had their own app. They brought all of their content into Peacock. So WrestleMania was free this last weekend for anybody who is a Peacock subscriber, and it comes with Flex. No additional cost. You don't have to pay for it. It comes with, so with Xfinity Internet, you're getting a free box, a free voice remote, and you're getting free Peacock Premium, which we just think you put all that together. It's just an incredible value. And Peacock has all these live streaming channels. Parts of the Olympics are going to be in Peacock. So it's just, I think that to me is one of the main reasons. And I think our customers said, hey, I have a streaming box. I have a streaming solution. But I'm going to try out Flex. And man, similar to what you said, Eric, tons of programming here, all the apps I expect, but also the value of getting Peacock for free. It's got every episode of The Office.
I was going to say The Office. Modern Family, Chicago Fire. I'm trying to think else. Yeah. What else I watch on there? I think Parks and Rec. There's a lot of stuff on there.
Yeah. So, that's the kind of my pitch or whatever of why we think it's a great value for customers, for Xfinity customers who, to your point, maybe didn't realize that this was something that came with their internet service.
So if they've got your internet service now, and you know, you guys are, I think, are the largest provider out there across the country, which is one of the reasons why I have you guys on here. If they've got the streaming service and they need to get this, they just need to call customer service and get set up with this?
Don't even need to call. You can just go online, xfinityguts.com/flex. You can order the box. We ship it right to your house, or you can pick it up from one of our Xfinity stores. No cost to ship to you. So it's free shipping. And if you want to stop by our store, you can get it that day.
It's really easy
to set up.
Yep.
Really easy to set up. The setup is just a few minutes. Really, it's plug it in, connect it to the internet, and you're going.
I was shocked. It's super quick. There's not a quicker piece of technology in hooking up. You're plugging it in, you know, hooking up to the TV, and once you get that internet connection, it's there.
Yeah, and if you have Xfinity Internet, and you're using one of our gateways or one of our modems, it's even faster. It immediately connects you to that modem, and you don't have to go through even putting through your Wi-Fi passwords or any of that. It just auto connects, and you're up and going.
That is awesome. Stephen Meyer, VP of Xfinity Flex. Brother, thanks for coming on and explaining this today. I think this is a great value for people out there. Like we talked about, it's technology they didn't even think they had.
Thanks so much, Eric. I really appreciate it.
Make sure you follow Around the House with Eric G on Apple Podcasts. And if you want to find out more information about the show, head to aroundthehouseonline.com, where you can see all of our podcasts, videos, and all those types of things. We've got them hiding over there. And if you're into Facebook, check us out at Around the House with Eric G and our private closed group, where we share projects every single day. And that's Around the House Nation. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G is produced by Designed by Eric G in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at aroundthehouseonline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand-molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.